I'm thankful that, I don't know if anybody else called it today. I'm thankful for the church. It's really cool to have watched, and I'm just giving everybody a minute to kind of get settled, but it's been really cool to watch over the last several years that when church is over, the building's not empty for probably an hour. That's crazy. I mean, it's good. That's good, because we've not always had that. There's been times in the past where we was just ready to go. Thank Kenny. I think that's cool. The other thing that I'm thankful for is when we're able to come together and accomplish great things, and that's some of what we're talking about this morning in this special call business meeting. But I'm going to call it to order at, I'm sorry, y'all, 11:22. We'll go into a special call business meeting. I'm going to appoint, or I'm going to call on Al to present the motion, and we'll go from there.
Well, as many of you know, the soil property improvement team has been working hard behind the scenes to get phase one of our plan to reality. They've secured the water and the electricity earlier this summer. They oversaw the design of the restroom and concession build area, and they've secured contractor bids. Now we're ready to start construction. The restroom and concession structure, as you remember, was the first phase of our improvement project. That structure will be a 30 by 30 fully enclosed block building with two restrooms, male and female. It will have a self-contained food service area, the requisite mechanical room, and a sidewalk skirting that will encompass the entire building. The total estimated cost to complete this project, or this phase of the project, is $110,000 to $112,000. That sounds like a lot of money, and I will tell you that that is a high projection. But we want to make sure that once we start this project and can go through to completion, we don't have to come back and ask you for more. To date, we have roughly $49,000 to $50,000 in the faith fund, and we have made preliminary arrangements with Riverbank and Trust to establish a line of credit, if necessary, to see the phase through to completion. That said, on behalf of the soil property improvement team and the deacon body, we recommend, one, the church approve us to begin construction of the restroom and concession building at the contractor's earliest convenience. Two, that the church approve access to a line of credit through Riverbank and Trust not to exceed $60,000 as necessary to see the building through to completion. And three, that the church approve Tony Cardwell and Kenny Spigner as sitting trustees to have signatory authority for this line of credit.
All right. So you have the motion. Come from a standing committee or team, so it doesn't need a second. We'll open the floor for discussion. All right. Seeing that there's no discussion, we'll move for a vote. So we have a motion made by the deacons to, and sewer committee to, one. Can you read those for me again, Al, just so everybody's clear?
Yes, number one, the church will approve construction of the restroom and concession building at the contractor's earliest convenience, which, by the way, is projected to be the week of the 9th of this month, so basically sometime next week, weather permitting, they would plan to start. Number two, the church approve access to a line of credit through Riverbank and Trust so we can see this project through to completion. And three, the church approved Tony and Kenny as trustees to have signatory authority for that line of credit as necessary.
All right, having heard the motion, we'll now call for a vote. All in favor of moving forward with the this first phase of the Sewell property development? Signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. All right. That was simple enough for everyone, right? I appreciate y'all's participation. For peace of mind, this is off the record now. The motion carried. We'll call the business meeting closed. I'll share with you guys, and just so you'll know.